hitting the repeater, no modulation, WRZP 544. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County.
This is WRDW 391 Duane out of Chelsea, Chelsea, Michigan.
Mr. Chelsea, good copy, sir. Making a fine trip up here to the tip of the MIP. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency. WRZB 544, Sheboygan County, monitoring the frequency. Sir, I have you broken and unreadable, but I did catch your numbers there, 3901, I believe. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency. Unfortunately, sir, you're unreadable. All I caught was 9-1. Please forgive me. WRZP 544. Sheboygan County, Michigan.
Okay, I'll try it again. WSAI 847, Dan. Dan Greenwood, go ahead.
47 Dan out of Cleveland. We copied you that time, brother. Good copy. I'm at the tip of the mint here in Michigan. The personal is Bravo Oscar Bravo, Roger.
Okay, Bob, very good on the location there, and yeah, just not a great in the system. Yeah, it's real open today. I'm getting into the Detroit side here. That's got a footprint down this way. So, of course, Lake Erie and Lake St. Clair are helping us out here a little bit, but that's okay. So, good morning there, and we have a good day there, so hopefully you got anything on tap there today, but...
MI-8 system, linked repeaters, all the way up here to Sheboygan County there, tip of the mitt. So, conditions permit, it's quite the footprint we share. Well, sir, it was a pleasure. Enjoy your day. And a pleasure having you in my receive. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear and monitoring on your final, sir.
Hey, okay, Bob, you have a great day there. Good to talk to you, and I'll talk again. Conditions are good again, hopefully. We'll stay in there a while, we'll see. Good to talk to you, have a great day up there. WSAI 847, Cleveland, I'll be clear.
Why the missus goes to the park and walks with the ladies and then back here to the house for the honeydew list, Roger.
I don't know if this one's going to make it through, but it's always good to hear you out there. Have yourself a fine day, and enjoy it. We'll talk to you later. Stop by UP820. I'm clear.
820, copy on your last transmission. The best to you and yours, sir. WRZP 544. Station 218. WRZX 218. Good morning. Morning. How's it going out your way? Foggy?
Foggy, but by the way, 575-141.3, that is open band. That is supposed to be Saginaw, but I had last night six of them, and I just tested it, but it's open, 575-141.3, so I just...
Copy that. Yeah, 600's going this morning here too. Over.
I know, I just got into 600 with nothing going on. But the 575 you should see last night. People from all over.
Copy that. I fell asleep. I fell asleep about 8 o'clock, I think. Missed everything. Over.
I was out there with them till about 11:45.
Roger that.
You know, a lot of them out of Avon, Ohio. I don't know where Avon, Ohio is, but that's what it was. And I told him he can go on 625. He said he cannot go on 625.
Oh, okay. I heard a guy from Canada on there a few days ago. He just come out of nowhere wanting a radio check or something. You hear that, over?
Canada man, it was Tim, 329. I told him I can't talk to you.
Roger that. Yeah, I thought that was funny. Over.
Yeah, that was Tim. He went to Canada over there, 25 miles, and he was on a 50-watt radio.
Roger that. Yeah, he was making it. He was making it, no trouble. Pretty foggy over your way.
Yeah, I hardly can see the house next door. That's how foggy is it here.
It'll burn off 9 o'clock or so, they're saying.
Yeah, there were people out there, man, last night. You know, that's the first time I had people from 575 out of Avon, Ohio, down that way. One of them was about 173 miles away. Yeah, 575 is a Troy repeater too, isn't it?
But the Troy is 192.8. This one here was at 141.3. That's why.
Oh, Roger. Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, you're right, you're right. 192 over there, Troy.
Yeah, I know, I didn't mess around with that. But they were coming in from there, Saginaw. And when I talked to them, I said, yeah, you're sounding good here. I said, where you at? He said, in Avon. Avon, Ohio.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I have to stay up. It's been pretty active, though, the last couple of days, hasn't it?
If you go on that, you can talk to a few people, probably. I don't know who's going to be there, because you go on that 575, 141.3, you see it's still active.
Copy that, yeah, I'll have to try that out.
Try it now, let's go over there if you want.
I'll have to program that PL in there.
No, mine was already programmed. That's what I heard them last night. Good morning, Delorean. I know that station there is not going clear. Probably he's on a handheld.
Got a strange signals activity happening last couple of days on this Detroit.
We know why. That is the highest repeater out that way.
Roger. We have got that little background noise going on.
Well, I don't know. I'm on it, so I guess it don't make no difference.
No, not hardly. I'll go grab me a coffee.
Well, come, come in and see if I can catch you, that's all. All right, I'll talk to you later. W-I-U-T, Brady.
Copy that, Jack. All right, yeah, we'll talk at you a little after a while. WRZX-218, I'm standing by.
Just has somebody on 600.
SBS 386 mobile.
Station 218 WIUG 488.
WRZX 218. Go ahead. window. That 725 is open too. That is a French repeater. And I just talked on that 575. There's somebody out there, but you tell me. Becoming choppy, a lot of choppy, that's what he said.
Roger. Yeah, 725 Flint. It's down there, Ottawa. Ottawa Lake, too, I think, on Mississauga.
Thank God, but there's nobody out there. I put out the call sign, nobody out there.
Copy that.
But it's hard to see here. The house next door, you can't even see it.
Hey, copy that. I was talking on that, on my Yagi all this time. I got it over on the harvest now, can you tell?
Audio very clear, you know? And that noise is still back there on that 625 anyhow. But you're doing good.
Roger that. I wonder if this fog has any effect on anything. Probably not.
I don't think you fog or anything, but last night it was a clear sky. That's what happened. When you get to a clear sky, and you know, the skip comes in.
Copy that. I'll stay up tonight. I had a dental appointment today, and they canceled it. So I went to bed early, but I got a call with clowns and reschedule it.
Well, no, I had a doctor yesterday. I had a doctor yesterday and took a plus for me because they have not done that over 9 months. So they done that, and I don't know when the report is coming back. They said about 3 days.
Roger. Yeah, I go. October 3rd. Do their yearly checkup.
I don't know about that, but you know what? I go every 3 months to take a blood test because, you know, diabetes number two, not number one, number two. You know, it's not bad, really, you know, because if you work out every day, you burn all that sugar.
Fingers crossed, I guess, when we get this all day.
I like that. I like to go see out there on that 575. What else coming from there? And that 725, the same thing. I just checked it.
Roger that.
On a 600, that 600 is just the, you know, the announcement came in from that repeater.
Yeah, that's the Mayville. That's the Mississauga Mayville repeater that stands alone now. That's what comes. It comes in here just like you are. It's very, very clear.
I don't know why we cannot reach that repeater if it comes in clear, which is the truth.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. You're closer to it than I am.
know. I know. I really don't know. Anyhow, Lorenzo, let me tell you something. The other day I was with Tim and all that, and Tim, you know, Tim was in Canada, like you said. I told him I can't talk to you, because you're in Canada, which is, I could talk to him, but I didn't want to get him in trouble, you know? Because you got to have 2 watts. When you go to Canada, you got to have 2-watt radio. And not only that, it has to be, in the back, it has to say, okay, by Canadian government. That's the thing. So then one stupid guy out there came in, Jack, you idiot, again. I don't even know who that guy is. Anyhow, that's why I'm not going to talk on the radio a lot, unless maybe this morning, me and you, no problem, you know what I'm saying? But that's been all day, like, the other day was like that. He really pissed me off.
Roger that. I didn't hear none of that. Yeah, I think Canada, they use
their
FRS, family radio service over there, I think, 2 watts, right?
See, Canada is different. Even if you're in Windsor, you cannot use that, any radio. You got to be by a government, Canadian government. And it's only 2 watts you can use. That's the GMRS radio over that way. And they all belong to business people.
Oh, I see. Yeah, rules are rules, I guess.
I know, but that don't make no sense. Canada's right here, you know, not that far, like Ohio. We should be able to talk to them. But you cannot. You cannot do that because that's the rules. That's the FCC rules.
Yeah,
we'll
have to write our congressman, eh?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what what's out there, but that's what they do. And this is WIUG, 88.
Well, Jack, I'm going to give me a little something to eat here, I think, and see what the day brings. Fog's starting to lift over this way, Roger.
Mendo, good to hear from you. I think I'm going to go back on that 575-725. But the 600 is still, I have a program at the bottom. So, if you want anything, you know, I can hear that 600. Talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
Roger that, Jack. WRZX 218. We're clear.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bomb. We are mobile. Good morning, Michigan.
WSAX 712, on air and mobile.
This is KE8RUH. Good morning.
WSAX, I'm 1-2. Morning to you as well.
Sorry, I was on the wrong frequency. That was the wrong call. WRVG 374.
IZB 544, Sheboygan County, Bob Mobile.
Morning, Bob. This is Anderson. I'm 712 Wayne County, currently mobile. How are you doing this morning?
Far so good. No complaints. A few light showers this morning. But they'll be passing, and then high of 80 degrees today, so it's all good. How about yourself, over?
Woke up with dense fog. We were supposed to be in the mid-80s as well in Wayne County, but I can't see too much. I'm downtown for my equipment, and I'll have the afternoon for myself.
That sounds like a great day, brother. Will you be safe? Take care. We'll do it again, I'm sure. We'll let the folks going to work have the band. Always a pleasure. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear monitoring on your finals, sir. ZP 544, mobile to base. TV, you got the radio on? I think it was WRZP 544.
WRZP portable, the dogs are barking.
Yeah, I thought that was you. Hey, long line at your coffee place. I'm just now getting my order at Mickey D's there, Roger.
Well, thank you, sir. Over.
Those sound like big dogs. Over.
They're big, ferocious, and loving, and will protect me from whatever mouse turds are around.
My mochas are coming this way, so I'll see you in a few. WRZB 544, mobile clear with my base.
WRZP 544, base is clear.
Good morning, Bob. Scott down here in Roseville. Scott, hopefully you're doing well on this. It looks to be a beautiful morning up here anyway, Roger. Yep, sun's shining. I'm heading out the door. We'll talk at you later, buddy. Be safe. WRZP 544.
Good morning, Strange Noise. WRWS. Good morning, please.
WSB, this is WSB. WSBQ 996, standing by.
Hey, get the repeater turned back on. It's only out there playing with the microphones already.
Sounds like we got it. I got your message, Frank. I just don't feel like typing. Anyhow, should be taken care of.
WRPX 781.
WSCY 438, Mount Pleasant.
RZP 544, Sheboygan County.
Oh, Sheboygan County, sounding good here in Mount Pleasant. There's a little bit of something in there with you that, at first, but then it cleared out and you get it loud and clear.
Roger that, I have your same, William and Charlie. Enjoy your day and be safe out there. Keep doing what you're doing. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, sir.
All right, 554, Bob, I'll try to remember the letters later. You got Delta Alpha November, Dan, Mount Pleasant, Michigan. You have a good day
good
there, mister.
We'll do it again. Enjoy your day.
WSCY 438.
Monitor
get back
system.
Inside before they fire me.
WSBM 993 monitoring. WSBM 993 monitoring.
WRVV525 mobile.
WRUG 488. This is WSAI 847. You're on, Jack.
Hey, Dan. WRUG 488.
Hey, okay, Jack. Now I know what's going on. But anyway, just want to give you a shout there. Your Peter down here is almost full scale, so I know. Try to get back to you and say hello, and how you doing there?
Very good. How about you? How is the sunshine by you?
Oh, just fine. Just fine. It's kind of eerie, though. Kind of reminds you of the anniversary date here we're on right now. So it's always an eerie feeling when it's sunny and clear like this, but that's the way it is sometimes.
I see what you're saying. Well, dang, yesterday I was on 575, and a lot of Ohio people came in, about 5-6 of them, from Avon, Ohio, and by Cleveland, too, 25 miles away. I was talking to them till about 11:30 at night.
Hey, okay. What is, okay, 575, is that a separate repeater other than the system here we're on, or is that standalone, or what?
I don't know what it is, but the PL is 141.3. Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Okay, yeah, it's the usual one there. Okay, I'll give a listen over there maybe sometime. Yeah, well, I remember I was telling you the one over here by me on 15 there on 550. That's the one, I think it's 131.8, that one. But, anywho, oh, I was going to ask, how did the test go? Did you take a test there?
Not yet. It's probably on the 16. Roger.
Hey, okay, I had just wondered, I couldn't remember what date it was, so hey, all right, man, you'll be fine. Sounds good, yeah, the bands are really crazy. I'm listening to Ontario and all over the place this morning and this afternoon, so. Sounds like you're mobile, too. Are you mobile there?
Do you believe that? I'm a mobile and talking to you. Roger.
Oh, yeah, that antenna is doing awesome deal there for you, so that's great there. Hey, Jack, good to talk to you again, and you have a great afternoon, and we'll talk again, I'm sure, sooner than later, so, and good luck on the test, and I'll talk to you before then. Take care. I'll talk to you again. WSAI 847. I'll be clear.
Good to hear from you, Dane, and I'm on a common 2x4. That antenna is, if you want to know that, common 2x4. Roger?
Yeah, Roger, on the comment there, that's a nice antenna. Yeah, I looked up the reviews after you were talking about it. That is nice for GMRS and the ham bands there, so you're all set there. It's doing awesome there for you. Very good, and you take care, be careful out there. Crazy people driving, looking at their phones too much. Anyway, take care. And WSAI 847, I'll be clear.
You're right, Dan. There's a lot of crazy out there, really. And I'm holding one hand, the mic, and another hand on the wheel. Anyhow, good talking to you. You take care. We'll talk again. Don't worry about that. WIUG
488, clear. WSAA 847. Hey, Dan, do you have a copy? WSAA 847, station calling, go ahead.
Yeah, this is the first time I can get into the machine. I assume they're making it.
Yeah, you're making it. You're making it. A little fry pan in the background, but I got you in there. Go ahead. WSA 847. Yeah, Frank, if you go on 18, I'm on 625, not on the 20 side there.
Yeah, roger. Okay, I'll just see if I can. I'll let you get back to it. WRG, appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, no problem. And, yeah, that's where I'm getting the Detroit side is on 18, much more footprint our way. So, have a good. I'll talk to you later. WSA 47, I'll be clear.
WRVV 525 mobile.
WRZB 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Yes, 386, mobile.
WRVU 954.
Getting a good signal or their radio coming in.
Well, Captain Don, how you doing today?
Well, howdy, Jack. I am doing splendid. I'm on my way to go sturgeon fishing for the first time in 3 years.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're still there, Jack. I should be hitting it pretty well. I'm close to Mount Clemens right now, so you might be having trouble hitting the repeater. Back to you.
Wow, it's not going to be better.
I heard you say any better. So that part was a little better.
WIUG 48.
For some reason, Jack, you're coming in and out. I don't know if you're at home and have an antenna issue, or you got to stand by a window, or climb up on the roof. Don't do that. But yeah, you're not coming in too good.
How about now, Captain Don?
All right, yeah, I'm getting you now, Jack. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm on my way to go sturgeon fishing for the first time with my buddy Rick, another charter captain, and my mate, Josh. So hopefully we get a big fish.
No, I usually go end of September to Pearl Huron to catch those salmon out that way.
Roger that. Yep, this is the time of the year the salmon run. I don't know if anybody's ever caught a salmon where I'm going now in the North Channel or not this time of year, but now that we're talking about it, watch, we'll probably catch a salmon.
We take that side by side with you.
Roger that. I don't think the boat's big enough and it doesn't float, so yeah, no side by side to do.
Today is only four wheels. That is the plastic wheels, Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, we were supposed to be there already, and the traffic's so terrible. We're probably like, I don't know, a half hour out still. But I actually gotta get off here for a second and text my buddy Rick, let him know we're definitely running behind. So I'll be back shortly. Once I get out on the boat, I'm gonna see if I can still hit this when the fish is slow. So I'll be hopefully on and off all night here. Almost said the wrong call. WRVU 954. I'm clear for now.
Hi there, Captain Don. Just don't forget me. That TYT, it needs to be programmed, that's all.
Roger that, Jack. I'll be down in your area the next few days, so we'll hook up and take care of that.
Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. WRUG, 88.
WRUG 488, this is WRW3783, copy.
WRUG 488, go ahead.
You're a little crackling over there, Jack. I don't know. Move around a little bit. Over.
How about now? Now any better?
No, you got a little popcorn in the background. All right, I'll catch you a little bit later. WIWC 783.
Well, I'm outside of the back there, that's why.
WREG 488, this is WRWC 783, copy.
Yeah, go ahead, WREG 488.
Okay, you sounded much better. How's it going, Jack?
Oh, going good, but I was busy. I was very busy. I had to clean the garage a little bit. Take the lawnmower out and take it out. I have not cut no grass because it doesn't need to be cut. There's no rain at all. Roger?
Yeah, I understand. There's always cleaning around the house too. Same here. Yeah, I just got home a little while ago. I was going to make some dinner and, sit back a little bit. Just wanted to check up on you and see how everything is, and I'll definitely stay in touch with you. I'll give you a call back probably in another couple hours.
Yeah, no problem. I was out there till 11:30 last night. I was talking to five people from Ohio, Avon, Ohio. I don't know what that is, but the guy said he's about 173 miles away.
Oh, yeah, I know where Avon is. Yeah, it's pretty far. It's great that they're coming through. Anyhow, like I said, I will touch base with you in a few. WRWC 783.
Hey, good to hear you. Take care. WIUG, 48 clear. Station 544, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WRXX 102, listening in. How about that WSAH 780, Flat Rock? Matt, you got a copy on this radio? 102.
WFBQ 996 monitoring.
WSEF 550, Millington, Michigan monitoring.
station 550 WIUG 488, copy.
Yeah, go ahead, Jack. This is 550.
How are you doing today? I have 550. Are you still by? I didn't get that. Probably moving around a little bit, Roger.
Yeah, how about now? Is it better?
Yes, it's a lot. Are you on the walkie-talkie?
I am. I can switch to my base station if that would help.
Okay, we can do it.
WIUG.8, this is WSEF 550. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
So how you doing, Jack? It's been a couple days.
It's been a couple of days. I haven't heard anything from you. Anyhow, how's it going?
I'm doing good now. I've been sick for a couple of days. That's why you haven't heard from me. I've been off the radio. I'm finally feeling better. Went back to work today.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that one. Anyhow, you should take a little bit more rest and you know, you go back to work, it's good. I like that, I really do.
Yeah, I'm glad I was able to get back to work today. Better than laying around the house not feeling good. So, I'm still a little stuffy, but I think I'm over it. I'm about 80% back to my normal, so, which is good.
I'm glad to hear that one. Let me ask you, in Millen, Michigan, is it south?
You're kind of breaking up on me a little bit. If you're asking me where Millington, Michigan is, it's in the Somme. Just east of Frankenmuth a little bit.
Okay, I know where you're at now, yeah. So you're on the I forgot. You're on Mayville repeater, correct?
Yeah, that'd be correct. I think it's Mayville repeater. I believe it's 550.
And you're on the handheld, which is good. You're coming here very clear, Roger.
Yeah, I switched over to my base station right now, which is broadcasting 50 watts, so that should be coming through better than my handheld, because I know you're having issues hearing me.
Yeah, no problem. You know, it happens sometimes. Like right now, I'm sitting outside on a 10-watt radio, and, you know,
I don't know. Sometimes it gets cut off because the wind is blowing back and forth. Roger?
Yeah, I can tell you're on a handheld because you're not coming through as clear as you normally do. Normally you come through nice and clear. So I can definitely tell there's a difference.
Oh, yeah. You know, it makes a difference, too, when you have a mic, you know, external mic. It makes a lot different, too. I don't know why, but now I don't have the mic with me because I'm a little bit far away from the mic. Otherwise, I could like grab the mic and put it in the radio, and it sounds a lot better. Roger?
Okay, I'll have to try that on my walkie because I've got an external mic I can put on it and see if that'll make a difference. I'll definitely give that a try. So I hear you're taking your ham exam here on the 16th, maybe?
Yes, that's what I'm going to do. I think in Harrison Township on the 16th. Roger?
Yeah, did you get one of those online classes to help you study? I studied using, I think it's called hamradioprep.com to help me, and it made a big difference. Over.
Yeah, ham prep is good too, but I don't go on that one. I go on, hold on a minute, I'll show you in a minute. I like the one that says ham study. You know what I mean? Ham study is different from a probe. The difference is, you know, if you don't know those four answers, you gotta go on top to the right corner. It says, and it tells you which one is the right answer. And that's one thing I like about this one.
Yeah, that's good. I would have never passed it if I wouldn't have had that study program, because the test was harder than I thought it was going to be, but I don't even know what I scored on it. The lady said I passed, and that was good enough for me. I didn't even ask her what my score was.
Well, that's a good count when it says it passed. I guess it's some people, they like to know. It failed with two questions, one question, three questions. So did you take the extra next same time or no?
Yeah, when I was there, we took the technician one, passed the technician one, and she said, "While you're here, do you want to take the next level exam, which is what I think the general?" And I said, why not? And I took it, and I didn't pass. I only got like 13 questions right out of 36 or however how many questions there are. But I kind of knew I was going to fail that one because I wasn't ready for it.
Well, what I heard is almost everything there in the technician. Almost, not all of it, but maybe almost all of it there at the same technician and that general.
Yeah, that's what they told me after I took it. They're like, well, probably about 60% of it or 70% of it's the same as a technician. But I tell you what, I didn't recognize many of the questions on there. That's probably the only ones I got right were the ones that were similar to the technician, because I got a lot of extra studying doing if I want to get to the general next.
Oh, you did good. You answered 13 questions. That is more than a good, really, on the second one, on the general. Roger?
Yeah, they must have been the same. There was me and one other person that took our exam at the same time, and he also scored 13 on the second, on the general as well. So sounds like about 13 questions is what you'll get if you don't study for it.
Yeah, I didn't know what you're saying. You know what? They right now, they changed it a little bit from the technicians. They did change it a little bit. Roger?
Yeah, now the fun part is looking at the radio I want to get. He told me, he said, now that you've passed the exam, your wallet's going to get a lot lighter, and he's not kidding. Looking at the different radios and antennas, it's going to cost some money to get what I want. That's the bad part of it is once you pass, you got to spend some money if you haven't already. Over.
Yeah, you're right. But let me know what you're going to get. I maybe can help you out with that one.
Yeah, I'm looking at an Anytone. I don't know how good they are, but an Anytone. I don't remember the number or the version, but the Anytone from Bridgecom. It's a three-band radio, and that's the one I want. It's just under $500, which is going to be a while before I can afford that.
Okay, so what do you want to do? You want an SF two-band and 7mm?
Ah, you broke up on me there. I didn't catch the whole thing. What was that again?
Are you going for HF right now?
Yeah, it was, it's a tri-band, UHF, VHF, and then the 220 band is what it is. And I wish I had my phone with me. I could tell you exactly which one it was, but they've got it on Amazon, too. That's where I put it on my cart was on Amazon, because I get extra reward points, so I kind of double-dip there.
Right. WRHW-478, Jack. Howard up Plymouth, if you don't mind, I can interject a little on that radio.
Go ahead.
I believe you're looking at the Anytone. It's that 578 model. I did see that. They are rated pretty good units, and it is, I believe, a DMR radio. I'm not sure if you're looking DMR or Fusion. You'd have to decide what's available in your area. I know out here in Plymouth, there's not a lot of the 220 bands. I thought about doing that. I receive it, but not transmit on it. There's just not a lot out there.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I noticed the 220 band was only 5 watts, too. Which makes me wonder if it's even worth getting. I've been thinking about maybe not getting the tri-band just to save me some money, because like you said, I don't know how much is available. I'm still doing the research on it.
You could look at, if you're into Fusion, Yaesu's 300, FTM 300, is a dual band. I think it's $399, and it's a 50 watt dual VFO radio.
Yeah, that might be something to look into, because 50 watts kind of what I've been looking to target, so that sounds like a great idea. I'll look into that as well.
Go ahead, Jack. Can you pick it up?
Bob, just take your time. Just look around. Don't jump up so fast on something, you know. And that's what happened to me. I jumped up on a couple of things. Then it got bad, and I don't know, you know, which one is good. And they both, and there was a not that greater. Anyhow, good talking to both of you. I have to go now because I'm on my desk outside. I got to go inside and get me something to eat. So you guys, both of you, take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 488.
All right, Jack, as always, it's good talking to you. WFPF 550.
You guys have a great evening. This is Howard, WRHW 478, monitoring.
WSBM 306, hey, Huck, are you monitoring?
WSCN 040, can you hear? Is that you, Grant?
WFEM 306, Max, you hear me? Hear me?
Roger, I hear you loud and clear. How's it going?
Hey, just driving home from Mount Clemens, so I guess I can meet you from here. Yeah, just absolutely awesome sunset. The sun was like totally red over the horizon.
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of smoke blowing in because the sunset seemed like really, really hazy.
That smoke ends in like wildfire smoke or...
Yeah, I assume so. I don't know why else sunset's so hazy tonight.
I guess that makes sense. Not a great thing, I guess, but it does look really nice.
No, I think I'm wrong. Air quality index looks okay, actually.
I guess sometimes things can look good, and it doesn't have to be a bad thing behind it. When I get closer, I'll switch over and try to hit you on channel 3, Simplex.
Great. Yeah, I'll switch over and listen for you there. This is WSCM 040, stand by.
WFM 306, standing by on channel 3. Over.
Affirmative. I'm able to monitor both channels. Thank you. This is WSCM 040, standing by on both. Got you clear. Can you hear me? Perfect.
WSVF 297, I'm listening.
this is WSTR-426, radio check, please.
Roger, WSCF 297, I got you.
WRWF 516, Petersburg, Michigan.
WFCF 297, WFCF 297, Chardonnay off. It's the way it works. Get over it.
Yeah, nobody was complaining, I don't think. I was just letting you guys know. It sounded like there was a little bit of confusion. When you hear the Mount Clemens MI-8 repeater, you'll hear the three beeps after each transmission. I'm not sure which repeater you're on, but I'm guessing Toledo area. This is WRWF 516, and we'll be standing by.
I'm out of Painesville, repeater, Painesville, Ohio.
Copy that. Well, that time you made it all the way to Mount Clemens, Michigan. You just got into the input side of Mount Clemens from wherever you're at there. Anyway, you're making a pretty good trip there. I'll clear up the channel here and let some of these other guys get in there. WRWF 516, Petersburg, Michigan. Good to hear from you. You're done talking. I'm coming back from that one. So yeah, I think you're on like maybe Lakewood, Ohio or something like that. I'm not sure which. There's a few up there that share the same tone as Mount Clemens. This happens pretty frequently, but it's kind of interesting to me to hear what can happen out there during certain enhancement events. But anyway, we'll get out of the way here. WRWF 516, Frank on the 10, Petersburg, Michigan. Copy that on Davis Bessie. I'm just south of Dundee, Michigan here on US 23. We're working with about 10 watts into a homemade J pole about 30 feet in the air. Yeah, I believe I've been into the Oak Harbor repeater a few times from here.
station. I'm at Lake 675, Lake County. I'm transmitting on the same frequency and same tone as Mount Pleasant. It's 462-675 with the output of 141.3. It's the same, but we bounce all the time.
Station 218, the station out there, 218, WIUG 488, copy. Station 218, the station out there, 218, WIUG 488, copy.
WRPR 532 is monitoring.
WRN 8342 in Howell, Ohio.
I think his name was David that was trying to get on to the multi Michigan Gander receiver. You're cutting out a little bit, but I wanted to see what you sound like here with me. Okay, you must be going back to bed or something's going on. Okay, with that, this is WRNZ342 out here in the Buckeye State, Holland, Ohio. I am on the side and listening.
YR503, the station's in Ohio. Whereabouts are you guys located?
I'm in Holland, Ohio, real close to Toledo, Ohio. Copy.
Yeah, we refer to Toledo in Michigan as Southern Michigan.
I could say I'm more over by 475, you know, not too far from Sylvania. Let's just give you that much. If I go on the expressway, I'd be in Sylvania real quick.
And we had a war over Toledo.
Yeah, I know. What was the boundary line? Who would get Ohio? Who would get Michigan and everything else? I can still remember that being at school and hearing about that. Yep, I remember that very well.
Funny how things happen.
Oh yeah, well, you know, they're trying to get the country, they're trying to get all the, they're trying to get the land that back in those times they were trying to get, you know, the maps accurate of where they, you know, where they were going to have cities and everything. So, you know.
I was telling a friend of mine that is in Columbus about GMRS. He used to be an amateur and he kind of let it lapse because he's going to college full time, but I'm trying to get him interested in GMRS.
I mean, I just think it's almost like the... Okay, we have a phone. I think on this show, it's almost like ham radio, but it's not as much technical, you know, stuff that you really got to talk about. You don't have to be, you don't have to sit there and talk about resistors and everything else, and, you know, and have to watch everything you say. You know what I'm saying? So when you're real strict here, you don't... You know, everybody would do things for you and everything else, and nobody really has have a bug up their butt. Because at one time, back in the days when I was younger, yes, I had a lot of ham friends and everything else, and I had a tech class. When they all died, I went back to GMRS.
Yeah, I actually live in northern Michigan. I'm retired now, but I was listening to some of the conversations earlier this evening. So hopefully I can get him hooked on it, help him get it into a license, and him and his wife can enjoy it together.
One thing, my wife, she didn't want to get on the radio and talk, and oh boy, now I can't keep her off the radio now.
I was involved with GMRS back in the 70s, and then I changed occupations and went into something else, but for the longest time I had a standard radio as the brand. Until Vertex and Yezu bought them out.
I know my first GMRS radio was a Motorola 400. And what's all, you know, lately I've been using it, but then I'm going to use this one.
so this one seems like it's got a little bit more clear sound to it. Now, since the conditions are kind of hopping, you know, the sounds, it's got a little bit better tone to it.
Call it a Motorola 400.
What it is a Motorola 400. I can give it to you right now how it's put together. It's like it's a Motorola PM 400.
Roger, roger. I have a Midland here. Something, MX, something, I can't remember.
Mine has it, they like me using it up here because it's got, the one I have with that's over there, my first one, it's got down for an ID code. When I key up, it throws a tone on the radio. It tells me what my call is, you know what I mean, on the radio. You know, my numbers, all my GMRS numbers. So it makes like a squawk sound. So then I got another one, the same type, that don't do that.
I'm pretty familiar with how it works. I've been in radio for the better part of 50 years. In one form or another, even when I worked for the phone company.
Yeah, I've always been in radio somewhat myself since I've been about close to about 7 or 8 years old. My dad got separated from my mother, and it was my day to go visit him for the weekend. And that used to drive me nuts, to scan. It would be crackling and popping and not sounding good. And that, so one day he was sleeping, he was sleeping and she was asleep. But then she kept him from hearing. I went out there and I cleaned it all up. I did everything and to get his radio. And when I snuck back in, back the living room, I put it right back where he had it. And I had to put a little bit of dust on it because I didn't want him to find out I touched it. And that night that he turned it on, he's like, "Man, oh, the conditions must be real good. Boy, this radio's sounding real good." You could hear my stepmother almost laughing in the background.
Look at that. Well, now we know what the temperature is.
Yeah, I thought it was on a different repeater. And I heard that, like, wow, that sounds nice.
Well, from here, today is supposed to be a high of 71 from this point on for today. And tomorrow, 85, then 81, 81, 82, 81, 79. I guess it's not going to cool down just yet.
I guess we hear that one.
Sure, once the hurricane sends part of itself up the Mississippi River Valley, I think we'll probably see some temperature changes.
And weather is weird, okay. Yep, I've always noticed that about that. It's always weird.
If there's a repeater close to Columbus, I haven't bothered to look yet. It just dawned on me. I should probably take a look.
Yeah, I don't know either because I don't have a book. Back when I was in ham radio, I had my book that told me where all the repeaters were at, what tones they were, and everything else, you know, when I used to be on 2 meters all the time. But we don't have that no more, so I would have no clue what these are anymore. Because every time I turn around, it sounds like there's about almost 3 or 4 people that have the same tone.
Eventually, I'm down in the Detroit area right now because my father and my mother passed away, and I got a offload of this house and all the stuff in it, and once I do that, I'm going back up north and gonna finish what I started up there, remodeling a small house and I call it a cabin, but I want to get it's up on a big hillside, so I want to get a tower put in and a repeater up there, so I've been wanting to do that for 5 years, and I've been stuck down here taking care of my parents in hospice.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, there's jungles on over here. I've tried to move over to up in by I don't know if you know where I'm talking about. Yeah, out there by Oak Openings, over there in like White House and all that good stuff over there and Swatton and everything else. There's a property back there that's got one heck of a big old tower. And it's a roll down or whatever they call them, where you roll it down and then you put it back up again. The crank tower, that's what they call it. They call them a crank tower. And that crank tower, that would be ideal for me. I could put my antenna higher. I don't know if I'm going to run a repeater, you know, for a while. I was thinking about it, but I said, nah, I just think I might just talk, you know, and just use the guys as repeaters, because I know a few of the guys up here.
Got to find out how far the signal goes south from Sheboygan, Michigan. I know they got two repeaters up there connected to GMRS, and I'm about 40, 50 miles south of Sheboygan. So I might be in a sweet spot where they need one.
I hear that. Because I know that there's, I know that there's one in Delta, Ohio, and that's all I know, and I can't hit it from here for some reason. I don't know why I can't hit it from here. When I get into Delta, I can hit it from Delta.
I guess I'll open up my GMRS and just see what's available.
I hear that. WRN V342. Okay, then I can do it. I can let you get back to it. I'm just going to I might just scan the band back here a little bit, just listen to that. And then I might head over to the restroom and see if there's anything on the Bluetooth with that. So, okay, it's been nice talking to you. Maybe we can talk again. With that, this is WRN V342 out here in Highland, Ohio. I am on the side.
Thanks for the conversation. This is WRYR 503. I'm going to sit here and try to find some towers up down there. Thank you.